We're talking with Scott Duwald from the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Scott, let's talk about wrap-up of this 2012 Cattle Industry Convention. Several Oklahomans made their mark at this year's meeting and are in some positions of responsibility now in two or three different organizations, really, that we're meeting in Nashville.
You know, we start the week, and Tammy Didlock becomes president of the American National Cattle Women's Organization, and that's a great tribute to her. Plus, some of her team members got on to some executive committees and some very important things. And then, of course, we end up the week with Richard Gephardt, who is from Claremore, Oklahoma, being elected as the vice chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. Very important position. He also will serve on the operating committee. As confusing as it all sounds, the operating committee decides where and when the money's going to go, and of the checkoff money. And that's critically important, and it's good to have an Oklahoman in that position. Brian Healy gets elected to the executive committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, another very important position to make sure that the checkoff dollars are spent wisely. We maximize performance on the checkoff dollars, so we couldn't be more pleased to see that level of leadership coming from Oklahoma on very important programs.
And of course, Clay Bertram within NCBA.
Yeah, Region 4 NCBA is Oklahoma, Arkansas, in Texas. He is a vice president now for the region for the Federation. He will represent us on all of the executive committee meetings that take place for the following year and more than likely the next 3 years, the way that's set up. Clay will do a great job. Clay from Stillwater, Bertram Cattle Company. So have a leader there who's going to be at the decision-making table as they start talking about issues on the NCBA level. So we're very pleased with that.
In your mind, anything in particular jumps out at you as policy was talked about this week?
Well, when you ask, does anything pop out, I think the one thing, and this is not necessarily a policy issue, but I don't know that I've ever seen this much optimism in the beef sector. As we've seen coming out of this particular meeting, a lot of folks talking, of course, about the market and the high market and some things like that. From a policy perspective, I think everybody's just kind of sitting back. We did adopt a fairly lengthy protocol on how we're going to handle the 2012 Farm Bill and what our priorities are there. Otherwise, not a great deal comes out of policy. I think we adopted 10 to 15 different resolutions dealing with everything from immigration to some other issues. But I do know that at the upcoming meeting this summer, there'll be some more discussion on Farm Bill as we go forward. So probably the one thing that they talked about as much as anything is the estate tax and trying to do away with or eliminate the death tax. And obviously, as long as the Senate's where the Senate's at, that's not going to happen. We will have a general election, as you know, in November. And so, you know, those things could change. And at that point, we do need to make some modifications to that.